When I was a kid, the best part of my trip to Disneyland wasn't the park, the rides, or the entertainment. It was the swimming pool at my cousin's house where we stayed. I loved going to their house after a long hot day and gazing into the pool's clear blue water. With the pool light turned on, there was just something about that water that made me want to jump in. With the dark, starry night overhead, it was soothing and magical. That's why, on the last day of our vacation to Orlando, I found myself sitting beside the pool. It was late, and most everyone had gone to bed, so I was there by myself. If I could have gone swimming, I would have, but the pool had just closed for the night. So I sat back in a chair and gazed into the water, smelling the slight odor of chlorine and feeling the tension ease out of my body. It felt so good to have my thoughts to myself that I almost cried. Hearing people's thoughts in all the crowds these last 2 weeks had been murder on my poor brain. I had put up my shields as much as I could, but it left a constant tension between my eyes, and worse, I was sure I had new wrinkles to show for it. I had no idea there were so many different theme parks and attractions in Orlando. We had visited at least 5 parks, with several other attractions thrown in. Although we'd taken a couple of days off in between to recover, mostly for my benefit, the constant barrage of thoughts had gotten on my nerves, making me irritable and short-tempered. I'd done my best, but I knew that Chris and the kids were happy to leave me at the pool and go inside for bed. Chris tried to understand, but I knew it bothered him. It bothered me, too, but for different reasons. Sure, I had the superpower of reading people's minds, but this vacation had proven that even I had my limits. I might have handled 1 week, but 2 was overkill. Today had proven that. I cringed to remember how I'd yelled at the father who was only thinking his cute daughter was a pain in the butt. And today was one of those days he wished she'd never been born. I'd told him to quit being so selfish and enjoy this time with her, that she'd grow up before he knew it, and he'd be sorry and full of regret for his poor attitude. The problem was, she was just a baby and had thrown up all over him. So I had probably overreacted. His first thought and reaction was guilt that I was right. But his second impulse quickly overrode the first, and hot anger turned his face red. How dare I chastise him in front of all these people when he hadn't done anything wrong? Acting fast, Chris wisely pulled me away and apologized over his shoulder, telling the guy I had forgotten to take my medication. My outrage at Chris quickly changed to embarrassment and then self-loathing. Chris couldn't believe I could be so callous and mean. What was wrong with me? Where were my shields? My behavior was totally unacceptable. Not only that, he was so embarrassed he could hardly stand it. But he only thought all of those things, so I couldn't be too angry. Especially when he also thought being privy to everyone's thoughts had to be rough on me. So he needed to cut me some slack. Still, shame and regret flowed over me, so I shoved the memory away and glanced up at the stars. Our flight tomorrow didn't leave until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so we still had some time in the morning to relax. Or at least, Chris and the kids did. I had an errand to run for Uncle Joey. He was the mob boss I had to work for since he knew my secret. Although he compensated me for my time, we had a tenuous relationship. It had evolved over the last few months, and I like to think it was now based on mutual respect, rather than fear that he would kill me. Still, it was a balancing act to work for him on my terms, rather than his. When he found out I was coming to Orlando, he'd asked me to deliver a letter for him. Not a big deal, right? So I'd saved his errand until the last moment, hoping it wouldn't ruin my vacation. That was a big mistake, since thinking about delivering the letter every day had done exactly that. I should have just delivered it the first day we'd gotten here instead of dragging out the torment. That was just plain stupid. First thing in the morning, I'd take care of it. Then we could go home. Our vacation was over.